Welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical old school jungle move in Ableton Live 12, balancing the hot pants intro so the break is punchy and clear, and the low end is proper floor shaking without turning into mud. This lesson is beginner friendly, and we're mostly using stock Ableton devices. The big idea is simple. The hot pants break brings the attitude and the top end energy, but your sub and low mids are what make it feel like a system tune. If you let the break keep a bunch of random low junk, your real sub won't feel loud no matter how much you crank it. So we're going to make space on purpose, then fill that space with a controlled sub. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo to somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. I'm going to pick 168, because it just feels right for that rolling old school pocket. If you've got a reference track, drop it in on its own track and turn it way down. You're not copying it, you're calibrating your ears. And quick target levels while we build. Try to keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB. That headroom is your best friend. Roughly, keep the sub peaking around minus 12 to minus 8, and the break around minus 12 to minus 6. Those numbers aren't laws, they're guardrails, so you don't end up fighting clipping and loudness while you're still making basic choices. Now, bring in a hot pants break. Drag your hot pants audio onto an audio track. Click the clip. Turn warp on, and choose a warp mode. If you want the safest starting point, go Complex Pro. If you want more bite and a snappier chop feel, go to Beats Mode. In Beats Mode you can also tighten the groove using transient settings, but don't stress it yet. Find a clean 1-bar or 2-bar loop, something that feels like the intro, and then consolidate it so it behaves like a stable loop. Command or Control J. One important vibe note. Don't overquantize this. Jungle breathes. If you iron out every little timing nuance, it can lose that lurch and swagger that makes it feel like real breakbeat music. Cool. Now we're going to clean the break's low end to make room for the sub. On the hot pants track, at EQ 8 first. Turn on a high pass filter. Start around 110 Hz, with a steep slope like 24 dB per octave. Now, listen to what happens. You'll hear the break get thinner, yeah, but what you're really doing is removing low rumble and kick tail junk that would fight the sub later. Teacher tip. Don't choose the high pass frequency with your eyes. Sweep it. Start higher, like 150, then slowly come down until the break feels full enough without taking up the subspace. There's usually a handover frequency where the mix suddenly tightens. When you find that spot, remember it. That's the crossover point where the sub gets to own the low end. Optional move in EQ8, if the break feels boxy or cloudy, try a small dip in the 200 to 350 Hz range, just 2 to 4 dB. If you overdo this, the break will get hollow, so keep it gentle. Next, add drum bus on the break. We're doing this for bite and control, not for fake sub. Keep boom at 0%. That's important. Use drive somewhere around 2 to 6, and just a touch of crunch if you want. Then push transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, to help the break speak without needing tons of volume. If your hats get harsh, use damp to calm them down. Finally, add utility. This is your don't fight the mixer device. Adjust gain so the break is peaking somewhere around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Again, not a law, just a healthy place to be. At this point, the break should feel crisp and exciting, but lighter down low. That's exactly what we want. Now let's build the sub. Predate a MIDI track and name it SUB. Load wave editable. Set oscillator 1 to a sine wave. If you want a little more harmonics, you can use a triangle, but sine is the classic pure sub move. Make it mono, one voice. Keep it simple. Write a bass note that fits the vibe. A classic zone for jungle weight is around F, F sharp, or G. Systems tend to respond really nicely there. For an intro, keep the notes long. One or two bars per note gives that looming pressure feeling. Now process the sub, but keep it clean. At EQ 8, if you use triangle, you can low pass around 150 Hz to keep it from getting too bright. If you used a sine, you may not need that, but it's still fine to keep the sub contained. Add saturator next. This is a big secret for translation. Subtle saturation creates harmonics so you can still perceive the bass on smaller speakers without turning the sub into fuzz. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Subtle. If you hear obvious distortion, back it off. Optional. Add compressor for consistency. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack around 20 to 40 milliseconds, release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the peaks. If you're getting more than that, you're probably squashing it. Then add utility. Make sure the sub is mono. If you're using the bass mono feature, engage it. The rule here is simple. Wide sub sounds impressive in headphones and then disappears in real life. We want the opposite. reliable, centered, physical low end. Now we're going to make the sub and the brake cooperate with sidechain. On the SUB track, add another compressor at the end of the chain. Turn on sidechain. Choose the hot pants track as the input. Start with ratio 4 to 1, attack around 2 to 10 milliseconds, release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the kick hits. Here's the key vibe point. This is not house pumping. We're not trying to hear the compressor as an effect. We want the sub to breathe just enough that the brake stays punchy and the low end stays consistent. Now, a very useful upgrade if your compressor is reacting weirdly, make a kick-only sidechain trigger. Duplicate the hot pants track and name it SC Trig. On SC Trig, add EQ8 and bandpass the thump. High pass around 40 Hz, low pass around 120 Hz, steep slopes. Then add a gate. Adjust it so only the main kick transients open the gate. Now set your SUB compressor's sidechain input to SC Trig instead of the full brake, and mute SC Trig output so you don't actually hear it. This is a game changer because brakes have tons of snare and hat spikes, and you don't want those randomly ducking your sub. With SC Trig, the sub ducks to the kick feel, not the chaos. Next, let's add the optional low-mid body bass. This is the layer that makes the bass presence show up on smaller speakers and gives that rolling DNB chest hit. Create another MIDI track called Bass MID. Load operator. Pick a saw or square on oscillator A, but turn it down so it's not overpowering. Add a low-pass filter somewhere around 200 to 600 Hz depending on the tone you want, and give it a touch of envelope movement, like a short decay, so it talks a bit. Now processing. EQ8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz. This is non-negotiable if you want the sub to stay clean. Then add saturator, and you can drive this more than the sub, like 3 to 8 dB, because this is not the true sub layer. Then auto filter if you want movement, low pass with a bit of resonance, and you can automate the cutoff in the intro for that opening up sensation. Balance tip. Sub is the floor. Mid bass is the chest. If the chest is louder than the floor, you get a nasal mix that feels fake big. If the floor is huge but the chest is missing, the bass vanishes on small speakers. We want both, but each in its lane. Now bus it for easy control. Group the brake and any extra drum hits into a drum bus. Group the sub and bass mid into a bass bus. On the drum bus, add glue compressor. Attack 3 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not slam. Then optionally EQ, a tiny high shelf around 8 to 12 kHE if you need air, and maybe a small dip around 300 HE if it's cloudy. On the bass bus, add EQ8 and check for mud around 150 to 250 HE. If it's building up, do a small dip, then utility to keep the low end centered. If anything in your bass feels wide down low, narrow it. Now let's build that classic hot pants intro tension with arrangement and automation. We'll do a 16 bar intro. Bars 1 to 4, brake only, but filtered. Set the brake high pass higher, like 150 Hz, so it feels thin and teasing. This is the system hasn't opened up yet vibe. Bars 5 to 8, bring the sub in quietly. Start the sub around minus 18 dB, then fade it up toward minus 10 by bar 8. At the same time, gradually open the brake high pass from 150 down toward 110. You're basically trading low end from thin brake into real sub, and the listener feels that is tension and power. Bars 9 to 12, open the brake a bit more, and you can add a short room reverb to the snare for weight, but keep it clean. If you use a return track for the reverb, EQ the return. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz, low pass around 7 to 10 kHz, and keep the decay short. This gives body without stepping on the kick and sub. Bars 13 to 16, sub at full intended level, and maybe add a tiny bit of ghost percussion or a small break edit for authenticity. You can also automate the bass bus utility gain up by 1 or 2 dB into bar 16, super subtle, then reset at the drop. And here's a classic tension trick, do a quick drop out right before the drop. Mute the break for a quarter or half a bar, or pull the sub for a moment. That silence makes the next hit feel twice as big. Extra coaching move. Do your low-end decisions in mono first. Put a utility on the master and hit mono while you set the sub level and the brake's high pass cutoff. If it hits in mono, it tends to translate everywhere. After it feels solid, turn mono off and enjoy the width again. Now do a final balance check, the floor shake test. Turn your listening volume down slightly. Quiet monitoring makes you judge balance, not hype. Solo the sub. Make sure it's clean, not distorting, and not doing anything weird in the low end. Then bring in the brake. If the low end disappears when the brake plays, either the sidechain is too strong or the sub is too quiet. If it gets boomy, raise the brake high pass slightly, or tame the sub around 50 to 80 HC very gently. Put Spectrum on the master as a sanity check. You're looking for controlled sub energy, not a giant uncontrolled hump that eats everything else. And if you're nervous about clipping while learning, you can put a limiter on the master temporarily. Not as a final mastering choice, just as a safety net. Before we wrap up, let's call out the most common mistakes so you can avoid them. Number 1. Not high tassing the brake, which makes your sub fight hidden low rumble and lose power. Number 2. Sub too wide. It'll sound big in headphones and vanish on a rig. Number 3. Oversaturating the sub so it turns into a fuzzy smear. Number 4. Sidechain too pumpy, which pushes it into EDM territory instead of a rolling jungle feel. And number 5. Mixing too loud, because then you keep turning the sub up and your perspective goes out the window. Quick mini practice you can do in 15 minutes.